Track 57. Lesson C. Dilemmas.
Oh, what a day. Am I glad it's Friday. Cheers.
Cheers.
How's your week been, Derek?
Quite good, actually. Today, at any rate, had some rather good news this morning. That's why I wanted to see you.
So, you got the job in Japan, then?
How do you know about that? I only just found out myself.
But you're always on the phone to Japan. It didn't take much to put two and two together.
No, I suppose you're right. Anyway, I was going to ask your advice.
Hey, congratulations. I mean, we'll be sorry to lose you and all that, but great, good for you. Good money, I should imagine, too. Does Camilla know yet? I'd love to see her face when you tell her.
Yes, but the thing is, I haven't decided if I'm going to take it yet.
What? Oh, come on, Derek, you've got to be joking.
Well, Japan's a long way away, and I don't really know that much about it. The contract's for 2 years. I mean, 2 years can be a very long time. At my age.
Oh, I think you should go for it, Derek. Make a decision for once.
Yes. Well, of course you're right, but I mean, I'd like to find out more first, you know, find out what it's like.
My brother lived in Japan for a couple of years. Why don't you give him a ring and arrange to get together sometime?
Oh, yes, what a good idea. Do you think he'd mind?
Well, of course not. He'd love it. Any chance to talk about the 1990s?
Yes. But then there's the job here.
What? You hate it. You said so yourself.
Yes. Well, I know it's not perfect, but I've been here a long time and, well, it's going to be difficult to leave.
OK, seriously, what you need to do is talk to someone about it.
Yes, that's why I'm talking to you.
No, not me. Someone kind and caring. Camilla, for example. Have you thought about talking to Camilla about it?
Do you really think that's a good idea?
If I were you, I'd talk to her first thing in the morning. In fact, why don't you give her a ring now?
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, come on, I was only joking. Have you tried talking to Avril? You and her seem very close these days.
Well, yes, maybe, but I mean, I don't want to get her involved in the decision.
Isn't she involved already? I thought the two of you, you know.
What? Oh, no. No, we're just good friends.
Ah, well, yeah, whatever you prefer. Anyway, so you're good friends. There's no harm in asking her what she'd do. I mean, what she'd do in your position.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I mean, what if she says no?
Well, you'll find out, won't you? Ask her what she thinks. She'll probably have a heart attack. But you can give her mouth to mouth, can't you? No, but seriously, I know that you and Avril are, you know, come on, it's no secret. What's she going to think if you don't ask her?
Yes. Well, I hadn't thought of that, yes. But what if she doesn't want to go?
Oh, come on, Derek, don't be an idiot. Of course she'll say yes. She's been infatuated with you for about 900 years. It's just taken you a long time to notice.
I would appreciate it, Dave, if you didn't mention anything about this to anyone. Not until I've had some more time to think.
Yeah, of course. But why do you have to make things so complicated? It's very simple. Do you like your job here? I mean, do you actually enjoy working with Camilla?
No.
And the job in Japan's a good job?
Yes.
Good money, right?
Yes.
So where's the problem? Stop dithering. Take the job, speak to your girlfriend... Sorry, I meant to say your good friend, and go for it.
Well, I suppose I could give it a go.